Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'd like to give a shout out to Praise. He is actually working in the background, so appreciate your praise. Thank you so much for that. And Zach, with you opening, being on the positive side, you get first 5 to 10 minutes. Whenever you're ready, your time is yours.
Okay, I'll share my screen and I'll just get started. So thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you to Hunter for moderating. Big shout out to Praise for all the behind the scenes work, and obviously love to see Dan here, that amazing beard, as we talk about the question of, does the Christian God exist? So I'll go through my opening statement here. So what do I mean by the Christian God? I have a quote here from Matt Slick that kind of gives a very nice summary of what Christianity is when we're referring to the Christian God. He says, Christianity is religion based upon the teachings and miracles of Jesus. Jesus is the Christ. The word Christ means anointed one. Christ is not Jesus' last name. Jesus is the anointed one from God the Father, who came to this world, fulfilled the Old Testament laws and prophecies, died on the cross, and rose from the dead physically. He performed many miracles, which were recorded in the Gospels by the eyewitnesses. He is divine in nature as well as human. He has two natures and is worthy of worship and prayer. Christianity teaches that there is only one God in all existence, that God made the universe, the earth, and created Adam and Eve. God created man in his image. So I'm going to give four cumulative arguments that are going to build up to the Christian God. The first one is that events that it wouldn't occur if metaphysical naturalism is true occur. Therefore, metaphysical naturalism is false. Argument number two is the beginning of the universe points to a necessary being. Point number three, the design of the universe points to a designer. And point number four, the best explanation of the facts regarding Jesus are his resurrection from the dead. Therefore, the Christian God exists. So the first point I'm going to make is supernatural events happen. If supernatural events happen, naturalism is false. Supernatural events happen. Therefore, naturalism is false. And I'm talking in a metaphysical sense here. Supernatural event is an event that would not take place within the laws of nature. So I'm going to give a couple examples from a couple of journals and some books of things that seem to be supernatural events. I'm not going to read all of this because it's a lot here, but I encourage you, you can pause and kind of talk about what's going on here. So the first comes from Contemporary Therapies in Medicine. It says a male infant at 2 weeks of age was hospitalized, vomiting forcefully, did not improve with medical therapy. He was diagnosed with gastroparesis. And for 16 years, he was completely dependent on J-tube feeding. In November 2011, he received a proximal intercessory prayer. That's kind of a prayer where you'll lay hands on someone, as we do in a Christian church. It says after this prayer experience, he was unexpectedly able to tolerate oral feedings. 7 years later, he had been free of symptoms. In the literature here, it says that the present case of a sudden lasting recovery from this severe refractory and lifelong gastroparesis is unique in the literature. And in the end, there's insufficient evidence that the placebo effect can account for the observed resolution of symptoms. Another case comes from the books Closer to Light and Transformed by Life. I believe it's Dr. Jeffrey Long who doesn't write this book, but he's also done a lot of work regarding the science of near-death experiences. And then what you can see here is someone who is profoundly comatose. And through this, you can see the doctors who talk about when I first saw her, her pupils were fixed and dilated, meaning that an irreversible brain damage was likely occurred. But only 3 days later, the girl surprisingly revived and made a full recovery. And the amazing part about the story is Katie began repeating incredible well specific facts regarding the emergency room, her resuscitation, and even physical descriptions of the two physicians. Morse, the doctor, confirmed that a child with Katie's symptoms should have had absence of any brain function and therefore should comprehend nothing. But to the complete opposite, Katie recalled these recent details for almost an hour. Katie correctly reported very specific details concerning the clothing positions of each of her family members, identified a popular rock song that her sister listened to, observed her father, and then watched while her mother cooked dinner. She even identified the correct food, roast chicken and rice. So, I mean, if you want to argue that these events occur naturally, I think if these are just the one or two events that happen, I could see that. But I think when you dive into the literature, there's things like this that happen all the time, which makes me believe that naturalism is false. Second argument is the beginning of the universe points to a beginner. So this is kind of an adaptation of a cosmological argument. 6 points here. Here's the first three. If something has a finite past, its existence has a cause. The universe has a finite past. Therefore, the universe has an existence of its cause. And then here it says, since space-time originated within the universe, and therefore similarly has a finite past, the cause of this universe's existence must transcend space-time and must have existed spatially when there was no universe, atemporally. If the cause of this universe's existence transcends space-time, no scientific explanation in terms of the physical laws can provide a casual account of the origin of the universe. And if no scientific explanation can provide a casual account of the origin of the universe, the cause must be personal. Explanation is given in terms of a personal agent. This argument, if you want to look at it a little bit more, comes from the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, not something that you just Google and find from a random blog online. The third argument is the fine-tuning argument. The fine-tuning is in the universe is due to either physical necessity, chance, or design. It is not due to physical necessity or chance, therefore it is due to design. You, I'm sure, as part of modern day debate, you've heard this argument a bunch of times. Examples of fine-tuning. Here's just a couple broad ones. There's many different constants, and many people a lot smarter than me in astrophysics or related fields will talk about these things. Dr. Barnes is one that comes to mind as I think about this. So here's a couple. Gravity. It interacts with how objects move. You have the electromagnetic force, which talks about how electrons interact, and the strong nuclear force, which talks about what atoms would exist. So I think that through these constants, we can see that our universe has some sort of fine-tuning. Most cosmologists would agree that these constants don't have to be the way they are, and if they varied by slight percentages depending on the constant, we'd live in a very different universe. Well, we wouldn't even live, most likely. So supporting premise one, these are the only potential explanations given the current data. If you want to propose something like a multiverse, we need evidence, not just a theory. Supporting premise two, there's no good reason.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.